Will the House please come to order?
Anderson.
Here.
Bagby.
Here.
Barbudo.
Here.
Berger.
Here.
Blake.
Here.
Bonner.
Here.
Brechtel.
Here.
Brown.
Here.
Buchanan.
Here.
Byrd.
Here.
Kennedy.
Here.
Carson.
Here.
Childers.
Here.
Cohey.
Here.
Connolly.
Here.
Kraft.
Here.
Davison.
Here.
Dirks.
Here.
Edmonds.
Here.
Esquivel.
Here.
Gilmore. Gingery,
here.
Goggles,
here.
Hales,
here.
Hallinan,
here.
Hammonds,
here.
Harshman,
here.
Harshman,
here.
Harvey,
here.
Illaway,
here.
Yagi,
here.
Jorgensen,
here.
Landon,
here.
Lockhart,
here.
Lubno,
here.
Madden,
here.
McKim,
here.
McComey,
here.
Mercer,
here.
Meyer,
here.
Miller,
here.
Millen,
here.
Moniz,
here.
Patton,
here.
Peasley,
here.
Patterson,
here.
Peterson,
here.
Philp,
here.
Korberg,
here.
Roscoe,
here.
Simlick,
here.
Shepperson,
here.
Steward,
here.
Stubson,
here.
Teeters,
here.
Thompson,
here.
Throne,
here.
Wallace,
here.
Swanitzer Dan,
here.
Swanitzer Dave,
here.
Mr. Speaker,
here.
60 present.
Prayer today is given by Pastor Robert Schmidt, representing St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Cheyenne. Pastor Schmidt.
Let us pray. Creator and Redeemer, we thank you for bringing us into this place. We ask that you send your Spirit to be with this body, that they may fulfill your will. We pray, Lord God, that you help us all preserve this place we call Wyoming so that it may be here a long time. We ask that you help them as they decide on the future of this great state. We ask that you keep them safe from all harm and all danger. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Pastor Schmidt, thanks. My wife's family are Schmidts from Gordon, Nebraska.
Thank you.
Will the House please come to order? The doctor for the day is Dr. Jamie Broomfield from the UW Family Practice Residency Clinic here in Cheyenne. The doctor is on call if anyone needs them. So thank you, Dr. Broomfield. Representative Goggles, you may have privilege of the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the 60th, today we have several students attending the Youth for Justice here in Cheyenne. These students are from the Wind River Indian Reservation, the place we call the Rez. And we have students from Wyoming Indian High School, Lander Pathfinder High School, Fort Washakie Charter High School, and some students from the Wind River Tribal College, along with their advisors, Viola Harris, Antelope, Hattie Penny. And I'd like you to welcome the students in the North Gallery here. Would you all stand, and we can welcome you properly.
Welcome to the House of Representatives. Representative Kraft, you may have privilege of the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Yesterday, a few of you introduced individuals from your communities that were nationally board certified teachers. So today, I'd like to introduce you to the whole gang of this outstanding group. It's members of the John P. L. Bogan Leadership and Advocacy Group. And these are board certified teachers, their principals, superintendents, school board members, and other educational leaders in Wyoming. And they're getting the knowledge and skills to make them even better advocates and even more excellent in education. Please welcome Mary L. Bogan Garland and the John P. L. Bogan Leadership and Advocacy Group.
Welcome to the House of Representatives and congratulations to you all. Representative Stewart, you may have privilege of the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Friends and neighbors, I have some guests here from Carbon County today. One, an old friend, Sally Patton, who is the Director of Prevention Framework in Carbon County. And I have a new friend, Joe Lumen, who came last night for the Youth for Justice. Please welcome them.
Welcome to the House of Representatives. Chairman Gingrey, you may have privilege of the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We recognized yesterday the kids from Jackson who were down here for Youth for Justice, along with Ms. Caesar up there. But I also wanted to recognize specifically a young lady that's a good friend of mine, Jackson's own junior miss, Nina Palumba. Nina, can you stand up?
Welcome, Nina. Congratulations.
Mr. Speaker.
Chairman Childers, you may have privilege of the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I think the good representative from Carbon County needs to remember that there has to be a reference to the mother county with that county. And he's been slipping.
Anyone else like privilege of the floor? Chairman McComey, please proceed.
Well, thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, it's not often that we get somebody here from Lander and Hudson, but we have somebody here from Lander and Hudson, and I don't get to stand here very often and introduce somebody, and right up here in what would be the South Gallery are two people that I work with and have known for a long, long time, and a Hathaway Scholar that's at the UW, and right over there, is, if you'd stand, is Dennis Vincent on my right, Brian Rohrbrocker in the middle, and his daughter Malia on the left. And would you welcome them, please?
Welcome to the House of Representatives. Journal Committee report.
Mr. Speaker, your Journal Committee reports that the Journal of February 2, 2009 has been read and recommends that it be approved. Signed, Representative Barbuto, Representative Muniz.
We are at that order of business of introduction, reading, and reference of bills. The first bill for our consideration is House Bill 310.
House Bill 310, introduced by Representative Jorgensen.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to motor vehicle safety belt violations.
House Bill 310 is referred to Committee Number 8, Transportation. We're at that order of business of bills on second reading. First bill for our consideration is House Bill 6.
House Bill 6, introduced by the Travel Committee, an act relating to game and fish trapping.
House Bill 6, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 39.
House Bill 39, introduced by the local government, COHE, an act relating to administration of government, population determination, use of the federal census.
House Bill 39, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 61.
House Bill 61, introduced by the Management Council, an act relating to the revision of inadvertent errors, the revisor's bill.
House Bill 61, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 68.
House Bill 68, introduced by the Revenue Committee, an act relating to taxation and revenue, property tax, homestead exemption.
House Bill 68, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 75.
House Bill 75, introduced by Representative Brown, an act relating to subdivisions in regarding water supply study.
House Bill 75, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 104.
House Bill 104, introduced by Representative Lubnow, an act relating to elections regarding special district elections polling place requirement.
House Bill 104, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 134.
House Bill 134, introduced by the Select Natural Resources Committee and Childers, an act relating to Wyoming Wildlife and Natural Resource Funding Act.
House Bill 134, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 173.
House Bill 173, introduced by Representative McKim, an act relating to the Wyoming Teacher Shortage Loan Repayment Program.
House Bill 173, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 180.
House Bill 180, introduced by Representative Miller, an act relating to public transit funding.
House Bill 180, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 231.
House Bill 231, introduced by Representative Harvey, an act relating to motor vehicles regarding accidents and serious bodily injury.
House Bill 231, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 285.
House Bill 285, introduced by Representative Gingrey, an act relating to crimes and offenses, mandatory minimum sentence for sexual abuse of minors.
House Bill 285, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. Reports from standing committees.
Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 2, Appropriations, to whom was referred House Bill 96, respectfully report same back to the House with recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Berger, Hammonds, Harshman, Jorgensen, Pedersen, Phelps, Stewart. Signed, Representative Berger, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your Committee Number 4, Education, to whom is referred House Bill 219, respectfully report same back to the House with recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Brechtel, Connolly, Kraft, Dirks, Yagi, Lubnow, McKim, McComey, Teeter. Signed, Representative McComey, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your Committee Number 4, Education, to whom was referred House Bill 258, respectfully report same back to the House with recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Brechtel, Kraft, Lubnow, McComey, Teeters. No. Connolly, Dirks, Yagi, McKim. Signed, Representative McComey, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your Committee Number 10, Labor, Health, and Social Services, to whom is referred House Bill 253, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass with the following amendments. Ayes, Bonner, Escobel, Goggles, Hallinan, Harvey, Landon, Millen, Shepperson. No, Davison signed. Representative Shepperson, Acting Chairman.
We're at that order of business. The bills are in third reading and final passage. Consent list, Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move the third reading consent list consisting of House Bills 33, 38, 72, 115, 156, 160, 195, 225, 241, 243, and 251.
Does anyone wish to remove a bill from the consent list? Seeing none, would the reading clerk please read all of the consent list bills?
House Bill 33, introduced by Representative Hammonds, an act relating to public education expanded opportunity pilot program, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming. House Bill 38, introduced by the local government, COHE, an act relating to governmental entities, fiscal year for governmental entities, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming. House Bill 72, introduced by Representative Berger, an act relating to county jails, release of information, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming. House Bill 115, introduced by Representative Mercer, an act relating to driving while under the influence, DUI penalties, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming. House Bill 156, introduced by Representative Brechtel, an act relating to economic development, energy performance contracting, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming. House Bill 160, introduced by Representative Landon, an act relating to the legislature constituent service allowance, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming. House Bill 195, introduced by Representative Brown, an act relating to the Real Estate License Act of 1971, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming. House Bill 225, introduced by Representative Harshman, an act relating to game and fish regarding bighorn sheep, ewe, and lamb licenses, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming. House Bill 241, introduced by Representative Berger, an act relating to the Wyoming retirement system, criminal background checks of the retirement system, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming. House Bill 243, introduced by Representative Cohey, an act relating to district attorney's salary, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming. House Bill 251, introduced by Representative Gingrey, an act relating to trust retirement funds accounting, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
Having been read three separate times, the question is, shall these bills pass the House? The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson, Bagby, Barbudo, Berger, Blake, Bonner, Brechtel, Brown, Buchanan, Byrd, Kennedy, Carson, Childers, Cohey, Connolly, Kraft, Davison, Dirks, Edmonds, Esquivel, Gilmore, Gingery, Goggles, Hales, Hallinan, Hammonds, Harshman, Harvey, Illaway, Yagi, Jorgensen, Landon, Lockhart, Lubnow, Madden, McKim, McComey, Mercer, Meyer, Miller, Millen, Moniz, Patton, Peasley, Pedersen, Peterson, Philp, Korberg, Roscoe, Semlek, Shepperson, Stewart, Stubson, Teeters, Thompson, Throne, Wallace, Zwanitzer Dan, Zwanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker, I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 60 ayes. As to House Bill 33, are there any changes? Zwanitzer Dave, aye to no. Edmonds, aye to no. Teeters, aye to no. Peasley, aye to no. Miller, aye to no. Shepperson, aye to no. Brechtel, I, Tano. Davison, I, Tano. Mercer, I, Tano. Madden, I, Tano. Anderson, I, Tano. Yagi, I, Tano. Harshman, I, Tano. Are there any other changes? Are there any other changes? The vote is closed, 47 ayes, 13 noes. As to House Bill 38, are there any changes? Dirks, aye to no. Lubno, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed, 58 ayes, 2 noes. As to House Bill 72, are there any changes? Byrd, aye to no. Are there any other changes? Lubno, aye to no. Are there other changes? Miller, aye to no. Are there further changes? The vote is closed, 57 ayes, 3 noes. As to House Bill 115, are there any changes? Dirks, aye to no. Peasley, aye to no. Esquibel, aye to no. Lubno, aye to no. Goggles, aye to no. Barbudo, aye to no. Davison, aye to no. Are there other changes? The vote is closed, 53 ayes, 7 noes. As to House Bill 156, are there any changes? Carson, conflict? Carson, conflict? Anderson, aye to no. Stewart, aye to no. Hales, aye to no. Hammonds, aye to no. Korberg, aye to no. Miller, aye to no. Lockhart, aye to no. Philp, aye to no. McComey, aye to no. Madden, aye to no. Are there other changes? The vote is closed, 49 ayes, 10 noes, 1 conflict. As to House Bill 160, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed, 60 ayes. As to House Bill 195, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed, 60 ayes. As to House Bill 225, are there any changes? Stewart, aye to no. Carson, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed, 58 ayes, 2 noes. As to House Bill 241, are there any changes? Are there any changes? Peasley, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed, 59 ayes, 1 no. As to House Bill 243, are there any changes? Korberg, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. Oh, let's see. Gingery, conflict? Conflict for Gingery. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 58 ayes, 1 no, 1 conflict. As to House Bill 251, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 60 ayes.
Having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, House Bills 33, 38, 72, 115, 156, 160, 195, 225, 241, 243, and 251 have passed the House. stand at ease for just a minute, please. We're at that order of business of bills on third reading and final passage, regular list. The only bill for our consideration is House Bill 31.
House Bill 31, introduced by the Labor Committee, an act relating to public health and safety regarding smoking in enclosed places, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
Representative Dave Zwanitzer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to move third reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 31 and ask for your favorable consideration. Basically, on page 1, it's going to delete the requiring of posting in public places. Basically, if the bill passes now as it reads, it would require every business in the state of Wyoming that accepts customers to post a sign that says, no smoking. My thought is that if this bill does pass, that this issue will be well aware of all the people in the state. And I don't believe that we need to put it into law that we have to post that. Several retail stores, several businesses pride themselves on the fact that they have a nice, clean entryway, free of decals, et cetera, and I think this would infringe upon their right. And secondly, I just believe that it's not needed, and I would hope that you would give your favorable consideration. Thank you.
Chairman Landon, for your first time.
Mr. Speaker, I stand in favor of this amendment. Sometimes I think by bringing notice to certain things, we make more of an issue of it than if there's nothing, no notice at all. And I think that this is one of those examples of where it'd be actually beneficial to delete this portion of the bill.
Anyone else for their first time? Anyone else for their second time? Question being called. All those in favor of third reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 31, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Third reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 31 is passed. Chairman Gingrey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move third reading amendment number 2. What this amendment does, if you recall, on second reading, we did an amendment that allowed an opt-out for both counties and municipalities, and this would take that amendment back out. My concern has nothing to do with smoking or being smoke-free. It has to do with the role of county governments and the role of municipalities. But before I can discuss that, I need to discuss a little bit about the role of government. And we have been discussing on this floor, and last week we had a lot of discussion about no role of government, and at some points it seemed as though we were about to start into a convention of creating a third party. I believe in a limited government, not no government. I think we can all agree that when the hotels we stay in, that there should be standards to how their construction is done, and that there should be government inspectors that come and make sure that that hotel is not going to fall down. I think we can all agree that's a proper role of government. we can all agree that a proper role of government is for a public health inspector to shut down a restaurant that is poisoning people. I don't think anyone would disagree with that, that there is a role for government, however limited. We would all also agree, I think, if someone showed up here tomorrow and said, here's a magic pill, you take this pill and it'll vaccinate you against cancer, we would be very encouraging to get that pill out to everyone. This is just the opposite. There's no pill to take, it's just don't take an action. Don't be around secondhand smoke. That's the concept that we're dealing with. My difficulty with the amendment that was put in on second reading, it is very similar to what in the 1830s, there was a man named John C. Calhoun. He was vice president under Jackson. And he pushed for a concept called nullification, this idea that you could nullify the law coming from a higher jurisdiction. And that eventually led to, what happened in the 1860s. But this concept of nullification somehow got into this bill, and we need to pull it back out, because I think this sets an extremely bad precedent. The state sets the minimum levels. We've always allowed municipalities through home rule to always go beyond what we've set as the minimum standard. Municipalities can go beyond that and make it more stringent. But I'm unaware where we've ever allowed counties or towns to go below the standard we've set, to allow them to opt out of what we're saying. What I would encourage us to do is that we make this decision here today. Don't pass the buck. We're supposed to make this decision. If you don't want it, vote no on the bill. But don't pass this off to county governments, because here's the problem with passing it off to county governments. You're creating a new species of county government. In the past, they've always been seen as an arm of the state, where they do not have ordinance power. Their only powers is the power of zoning, the power of budgeting for the other elected officials within the county, and then there's a strange law that got stuck on the books dealing with golf carts. City of Riverton right outside of Riverton, there was a golf course. These guys like to drive their golf carts on the streets, and so they allowed counties to regulate. But other than the golf cart deal, we've never allowed counties to regulate on their own something like similar to a municipality. A municipality is a corporation created by the state. Counties are not. And we go ahead and do this, we need to then, maybe during the interim, have a complete interim topic in the Corporations Committee on restructuring our entire county government, because that's the direction we're going if this amendment stays in the bill. I urge you to vote aye on the amendment and remove the second reading amendment out of the bill that allowed for the opt-out provision.
Representative Stubson, for your first time.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just to, maybe set the body's mind at ease, this is not an unusual thing at all. We look at the county statutes, and what do? We delineate all the powers of the counties, and there's a long list of those powers. We talked about subdivisions, and we gave counties the power to adopt certain subdivision requirements or not adopt certain subdivision requirements. All this is what we always do, which is spell out what powers the counties have and what powers they don't have. This isn't nullification. This is the state saying, counties, you have this authority. If you would like to opt out, if there is a popular groundswell against a smoking ban in your county, we in Cheyenne recognize that you can be responsive to your constituents, and you can change that policy and take an affirmative move and opt out. So this is not revolutionary. It is not turning the system of our government, state's government, on its head. It is simply doing what we have always done, telling the counties what powers they do have and what powers they do not have.
Representative Lebnow, for your first time.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We've had a series of communities where the voters have expressed their opinion. We had the community in the center of the state where they had an election. We had the community to the west of that where they had a petition drive. We had the community to the west of that where they modified their smoking ordinance in accordance with the wills of the people of those communities. And what we're nullifying here is the ability of those people to participate in their government and run their community the way they want to run their community. And that's what the nullification is. My good friend from Teton County talks about his vision of county government and that we're going to have to restructure county government and have interim topics. Well, the fact of the matter is there's a Wyoming Supreme Court case from 1909 on this issue. It's Jones versus Board of County Commissioners of Natrona County. And that case dealt with liquor licenses and the hours that communities could allow liquor establishments to sell liquor. And what we did as a legislature in 1909 was we gave them the ability to decide for themselves. And what a marvelous thing to be able to decide for yourselves. And so I'm on and against the amendment because I'm always hesitant as a legislator to substitute my judgment for the judgment of learned people who have the direct input of their constituents.
Representative Dan Zwanitzer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I am in support of this amendment, although you don't see my name on it. Philosophically, I do agree with the intent, but I do not agree with the way that we're going about this amendment. The voters in the last election, they knew this issue was coming to us. They had no idea it would be coming to county commissioners. They didn't vote on their county commissioners whether or not smoking would be in their county because counties don't have that power. The resolutions that were just referenced were city municipal votes. They weren't county votes. It was a thing in the city in the center of the state, and other cities have debated this, that were votes of the people in that city. What we're doing with this amendment is letting the county commissioners decide. This isn't a resolution to the people in that county to opt out. These are charging those three, or in some cases five people in your county, to have the immediate authority to opt out. And I would contend to you the public pressure immediately upon these people is going to be so great. I guess we're allowing them to opt in and opt out at their sole discretion. It's not a referendum on the ballot like we do have fireworks, and that is a vote of the people within a county. But the way we're allowing this is to allow those three or five people to be able to decide, I guess, at their will and maybe every meeting twice a month, whether they want it imposed, whether they don't want it imposed. I said on the first time we debated this that every county commissioner I have talked to does not want this authority. They don't want this power, and I do think we're passing the buck. When people elected us, they elected us to take care of this issue knowing it would be before our body. They didn't elect their county commissioners knowing it would be before them. And so I suppose the county commissioners could opt, and we'd have to wait for the next re-election in either 2 or 4 years. But that's a heck of a long time to wait when we can decide the issue today. So I'd ask you to vote in favor of this amendment. Take that power out of these three or five people's hands. I know they are closest to the people, but I would say the people are closest to themselves. And if this was a referendum, it'd be one thing. But this isn't a referendum. Thank you.
Representative Brown, for your first time.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In favor of this amendment, and I hope I made myself clear the other day, the difference between cities and towns as opposed to counties is this. In a city or town, we give the town council the authority to make these decisions, but it's subject to being put to a vote of the people if enough people petition. In the county, we're talking here about giving the county commissioners the same authority to make the decision, but there's no similar authority for the voters to petition and have a vote of the people on it. And the point I tried to make, if anybody wants to look at it, is the fireworks ordinance. When we did the fireworks ordinance, we gave the commissioners authority to make a decision, and in that statute, with the fireworks ordinance, in the statute itself, we said that if 20% of the voters sign a petition, then the decision of the county commissioners must go to a vote of the people. That has not been incorporated into this, and the decision of the county commissioners is not going to be subject to a vote of the people. A decision of the city council is, and that's my procedural objection to the way the bill is structured now. The amendment takes care of that, and I'm on and for the amendment.
Chairman Childers, for your first time.
Well, Mr. Speaker, You know, I would remind this body that we set policy. And if we change policy to allow the county commissioners the right to do this, there's nothing wrong with it. And you know, the good speaker pro tem and I have worked 15 years or so together to try to lay out state and local governments to get involved in the federal process. Admittedly, the federal government makes those decisions, and many times they make those decisions without the proper information. The local governments have the ability to gather the information and truly represent the local communities. And I think we're giving them that right. We're always talking about local government, and county commissioners many times have reminded you legislators, and most definitely me, their authority to step in there and do the right thing for the local government. So I would urge you to defeat this amendment. Thank you.
Chairman Locke, excuse me, Chairman, Representative Madden for your first time.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I agree with the gentleman that just got done speaking. This is really, you know, this and all the other amendments that's gracing our desks this morning is really gets to a local control issue. You know, if you don't feel that local government can be trusted, whether we're talking about a three-person commission or a five-person commission or whatever the case is, but if you don't think they can be trusted, that public policy, and you think that public policy needs to rule from the top down, then you got to vote for this amendment. On the other hand, if you think that governments that are closest to the people are the best governments, you need to vote no. I guess I would urge you to consider the philosophical implications of this. And, Mr. Speaker, at the appropriate time, I'd like to have a roll call of the ayes and nays on this amendment.
Is that a motion, Representative Madden?
Yes, it is, Mr. Speaker.
We need a second on the motion. All right. We do have a second. Chairman Lockhart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I've only spoken on this issue once, and it was on this specific issue, and it's because of my core belief in local control and the wisdom of the people that are in those communities and what they want. An argument was made by our good legislators from Laramie County and from Albany County that the citizens don't have a vote on this, that if three county commissioners or five county commissioners made this decision, they have no vote. And they related the same sort of thing to city folks. That's not accurate because the citizens of those communities and counties voted in their town councils or city councils and their county commissioners. So they are represented. And I think we make a big leap when we think our wisdom is greater than local wisdom. I urge your defeat of this amendment.
Representative Harshman, for your first time.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I've declined until now to really speak on this, but I think this local control state's interest issue, you know, certainly it's in the state's interest to lower smoking levels among our citizens. The problem with the local control argument, they don't really have the big picture of the Medicaid budget and the health department budget in the state of Wyoming. Much of it's caused by smoking. I think it's also in the state's interest on workforce, having a clean and safe workforce. And I would just really like to see us, we have all these amendments, let's just bring this thing back to a clean bill and then vote it up or down. And then live with the results. But to piecemeal away at it, then it's going to go across. We're just wasting our time. So let's get this thing shaped up the way it was. Come down and answer the question that that was brought to us in the first place. But I think there is a compelling state interest in this, and I'd encourage your support for this amendment. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Bonner, for your first time.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I've tried not to be all or nothing on this bill. I do support the legislation, but I also voted for the opt-out provision to allow local governments to have a voice. And I think that's as a practical matter, I don't see counties wanting this. I do believe that cities and towns want to have this say. I do not think this is submitting to a higher power. This is submitting to a power and an authority closest to the people where voices can be heard that are not heard in here, in this body. And so I am on and opposed to the amendment. Thank you.
Representative Peasley, for your first time.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I promise I will be quiet, subdued, and clinical in this last effort to speak on this. And I apologize for whoever I may have offended last time I talked about it. My message before was simply this, that there are those of us that want a nanny state and those of us that don't. And I tried to illustrate for you how we don't just talk about a slippery slope. We have the ability to observe it in other countries where they have started this program. And if you think we're going to come back every year on the DUI laws, can you imagine how often we're going to be back on the smoking laws? Because there's always going to be someone offended. And I notice now in every state, it takes it to a new level. We have professors saying, if you can smell it, it's killing you. And we're going to have third-hand smoke issues now with used cars and sale of houses and disclosures. So I'm just, what bothers me about this is the slippery slope and my observation of those, and my observation that other countries, and I use the Axis power of the 1940s as one of my examples, and all of a sudden I was calling everyone a Nazi. And I apologize for that, but that isn't what I was saying. I was saying that there was a country where in a fascist world, it works real well, because in a fascist society, fascists have a right to be fascists. Now, I've said that word four times. I hope that didn't offend anybody. But I'm that's my point, is we can look at these examples, countries of in the South Pacific, where they outlaw chewing gum. So that was my point. Now, the second thing I tried to make clear, and I'll try to do it again clinically and subdued, or as it were, tranquilized, I think. I'd like to make this observation that community is what's important in Wyoming. And we've heard passionate statements by children talking about how much they love this state. I got to talk with kids from the northern part of the state that are a member of this justice group. And they're good, passionate kids, and they're down here doing what I wish more kids would do. And they're talking these issues. But each community brings into this something that's very important. And I want us to remember how important this community is. Each community, if it's going to be sustainable and viable, it has to have a sense of community. And decision-making and self-governance are critical to that process. Otherwise, you know, you deprive a town of the strength and independence of its self-governance, and its inhabitants cease to be citizens, and they simply become subjects of administration. And I like it when I hear the story about going into the restaurant and can't stand the smoke, and then happen to go down to the one that serves the bad soup, because that was my town. And I noticed when we voted on this amendment, on what we're trying to take out now, I noticed that of the 18 votes against giving us back to the community, 14 of those are from communities that have already exercised your right to say no smoking. Most of southern Wyoming is voting not to let us have the choice when they have, in fact, elected that themselves. So let's not let hypocrisy run this day. Let's let some of the other communities do it, and do it their way. And they may do it gradually. I got to have one other anecdote. We went to a country in Europe from which our language comes, and its largest city, where they have no smoking, and in this largest city that will remain unnamed, where they have no smoking laws, the people had moved outside, but we were there at a cold time, and we asked why they didn't have heaters out on the patio where people were smoking, and we were told they can't have heaters on the patios because it adds to global warming. And I just find this whole dialogue obscene, in the sense that we've got no place to go except keep marching the same direction. So I am speaking against the amendment and against the bill, and thank you, Mr. Speaker.
You, anyone else for your first time? Representative Carson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just a question. I think the decision we made last week might have been without consulting our county commissioners. It scares me a little bit that, you know, in my county, elections change every 2 years, and there's three people, and one of those people can make the difference on a health issue in our community. The other thing, being graduating from the municipal government up to state government, you know, people always ask me, why do you want to do that? It's a thankless job, and I can tell you, passing this in Laramie, I've got a whole envelope full of thank you notes from people that had visited our community and said, good God, we traveled all over the state, and tourism is important, as we know. We went up to this community, and you guys were the only ones that had a smoke-free community. So think about the harm you may be causing your local county or your community, and where people get used to a state statute and it is long-lasting, as opposed to something that may ebb and flow in a local jurisdiction. You may have tourists that come to the state every summer, every winter, and they may just drive right through your community because they don't like the smoke. So think about the harm and the impact to those local businesses. And people have long-lasting memories, and you may have a county commission that never overturns this. And you may, you know, it may go back and forth, and people don't, they don't remember that. They're just going to remember that this is the only community that still has smoking in the state. So keep that in mind when you vote on this.
Anyone else for their first time? For your second time? Representative Dan Zwanager.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. Just very quickly, back on the amendment, we're saying this is going to go back to a vote of the people, but really this is going back to the vote of one person, if you have a three-person county commission. And we're not saying this is going to, the way the amendment read, it's not going to be firmly established. We're allowing it to go to ebb and flow, and every month they could opt in, opt out. And I just think, hopefully, if this bill passes this, we can get to the other body. I know we shouldn't make policy on that, but the way the amendment reads is flawed. It's not a vote of the people. It's a vote of one person on a three-person county commission, and that vote can change with every election or with every whim or with every change in public policy. We're giving the county something they don't want. We're giving the county something they've never had before. I just went to the county commissioner statutes. This is a new type of entity. I brought the bill 2 years ago to give counties this authority and go through the process, and we overwhelmingly voted no. We're not going to give the county smoking authority. So I'm not sure why we're doing it now. I'd ask you to vote for the amendment, send it to be a clean bill to the other body if the majority of us choose to do so. Thank you.
Anyone else for their second time before the sponsor? Mr. Sponsor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just very quickly, one of the things I'd point out is we want to give this back to county commissioners. The difficulty with that is, let's say the voters don't like the decision we make down here. All of us are elected every 2 years. They can vote us out. They can say, boy, I really did not like that decision. I'm not voting for you. Here's the problem with county commissioners. You can't get them all out of there at one time. Like, I have five in my county. So next election, two will be up for election. So if I have a long memory, years from now, I can finally get to that guy I want to get out of office because I didn't like the vote he took. He's isolated from the public. That's why we're the house of the people. The people can get to us quicker than they can get to their county commissioners or to their council and throw us out of office when we make bad decisions. That's why this body exists. The difficulty is, I've heard over and over this anti-republic rhetoric, this sort of this idea that we need to go to direct democracy, that get rid of the legislature, let the cities decide everything. I'm sure they would love to decide the local government financing for us. And that may be the direction a lot of you want to go. Just let the cities and counties run the state, and we don't need a legislature. The difficulty is we have one, and you're going to have to live with it. And you have to make decisions when you're down here. And you can't just pass the buck off every time you get to a hard decision. You know, this idea of opting out. Do we opt out on DUI? Do we say, you know, that's a tough issue. And I heard the last speakers talking about, you know, we have too many times we've talked about DUI. Do we just all of a sudden throw up our hands and go, you know, we're going to leave that up to each community. They decide whether or not they like having multiple drunk drivers. Where does it end where you allow the local governments to decide, and where does state government decide? That's the question. And I would urge you to not go with this idea of having a hodgepodge of laws across our state. And as to this idea of no government, it just frustrates me. There is a role for government in this state. And this idea that somehow because we passed this, you know, all of a sudden we've, you know, the gentleman that has spoken at length on this issue about, you know, that somehow we're fascist and all these other issues, just is so disconcerting that someone would actually stand up and say these things on this floor. Just completely frustrates me. We're here for a job. You vote on the bill. You vote it up or down. And if you don't like government, you know, there is a role.
On the amendment, please.
And that's all I had to say.
We have a roll call on third reading amendment number 2 to House Bill 31.
Anderson. Bagby.
Aye.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
No.
Blake.
No.
Bonner.
No.
Brechtel.
No.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
No.
Bird.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Carson.
Aye.
Childers.
No.
Cohey.
No.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
No.
Davison.
Aye.
Dirks.
No.
Edmonds.
No.
Esquivel. Gilmore.
No.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
No.
Hales.
Aye.
Hallinan.
No.
Hammonds.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Illaway.
No.
Yagi.
Aye.
Jorgensen.
Aye.
Landon.
No.
Lockhart.
No.
Lubnow.
No.
Madden.
No.
McKim.
Aye.
McComey.
No.
Mercer.
No.
Meyer.
No.
Miller. Millen.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Patton.
No.
Peasley.
No.
Pedersen.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Philp.
No.
Korberg.
No.
Roscoe.
Aye.
Semlich.
No.
Shepperson.
No.
Steward.
No.
Stubson.
No.
Teeters.
No.
Thompson.
No.
Throne.
Aye.
Wallace.
No.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker,
no.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 25 ayes, 35 noes.
Third reading amendment number 2 to House Bill 31 has failed. Representative Dan Zwanitzer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move third reading amendment number 3 to House Bill 31 and ask for its favorable consideration. The body will remember this amendment as well. We had the debate on second reading to exempt bars and restaurants for those over 21. At that time, I did want to resist this amendment and question the policy choice that we were making. The supposition at that time was that we were going to protect the health and welfare of children under 21, but not perhaps the workers who work in these establishments who may be over 21, or actually at this time may even be 18, but I guess we're going to not let them have jobs or we'll fire them from these establishments. They'll lose their jobs in some cases, but most of them are transient between 18 and 21 anyway. I think the public policy discussion did go off track. We got worked up in government regulation, how to run your business, started talking about foreign forms of government and back alley smoking, which brings other issues to mind, and that we're going to commit crimes outside. I don't know. Here's what other states do, for those of you who haven't been to any of our neighbors and see how they do the same issue that we're asking to do here. Sometimes, if it's in a place that wants to keep smoking, they build a separate outdoor patio so people can stay warm. They have separate outdoor smoking areas where people can leave the bar or restaurant and smoke outside. Oh. Thank you. I'll just keep going.
You're okay. Go ahead.
Good. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was a little concerned there. But, you know, we talked about how egregious this is and how we shouldn't be regulating businesses. And I got up once and mentioned that, you know, this isn't closing businesses down. This isn't scaring people away from their property. It's telling them they have to walk 15 or 20 feet to a doorway and smoke outside. We do this already in most government, state government buildings. I understand. I guess there are some municipalities that don't. But I know that the will of this body is for or against the smoking ban as a whole, but I would ask that, vote it up or down, we do make it comprehensive. You know, the whole impetus for this for the last several years has been a comprehensive ban. If you take out bars and restaurants, it doesn't make it a solid bill. So I just wanted to have the discussion one more time to not base it on a decision matrix, because I'm not sure that's the right choice of public policy to go off a matrix. But I did want to talk about the health of the workers. It was interesting. I got an email this morning from a police officer in one of our communities who is charged with protecting the public health and safety in bars and restaurants. And I guess it's part of his job to protect public health and safety, but he certainly doesn't like being around the cigarette smoke in these places. So I voted up or down, but I did want to readdress the question. I thought what we did wasn't the best public policy choice of this bill, and that we do need a clean, comprehensive bill that does include bars and restaurants. Thank you.
Representative Carson, for your first time.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. You know, in discussing this one-on-one with many of you, it would appear that there was a majority on the floor, at least in my assessment, but that you agreed with the ban, but you liked the local support. And evident on the last vote, I would urge you to support the removal of the bars and restaurants, or actually putting them back into the smoking ban, and let the local jurisdiction remain in control of this particular issue. And I hope that will get the bill over next door and we'll work it out.
Representative Hallinan, for your first time.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Pursuant to House rule, I'd ask for the ayes and noes on this vote. And I don't really have anything more to say about it. I think the issue has been thoroughly discussed. And if there's no further comment, I'd call the question.
Do we have a second to the motion? Representative McComey, was that you? Second. Anyone else for their first time? Anyone for their second time? We are voting our roll call vote on third reading, amendment number 3 to House Bill 31. Will the Chief Clerk please call the roll? Roll call.
Anderson.
Aye.
Bagby.
Aye.
Barbuto.
Aye.
Berger.
No.
Blake.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Brechtel.
No.
Brown.
No.
Buchanan.
No.
Bird.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Carson.
Aye.
Childers.
No.
Cohey.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft. Davison,
aye.
Dirks,
no.
Edmonds,
no.
Esquivel,
no.
Gilmore,
no.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
no.
Hales,
aye.
Hallinan,
no.
Hammonds,
aye.
Harshman,
no.
Harvey,
aye.
Illaway,
no.
Yagi,
aye.
Jorgensen,
aye.
Landon,
no.
Lockhart,
no.
Lubnow,
no.
Madden,
no.
McKim, McComey,
no.
Mercer,
no.
Meyer,
aye.
Miller,
no.
Millen,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Patton,
no.
Peasley,
no.
Pedersen,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Philp,
no.
Korberg,
no.
Roscoe,
no.
Semlek,
no.
Shepperson,
no.
Stewart,
no.
Stubson,
no.
Teeters,
no.
Thompson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Wallace, Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
No.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Thompson? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 27 ayes, 33 noes.
Third reading, amendment number 3 to House Bill 31 has failed. Chairman Gingrey.
I'll be quick. I move third reading amendment number 4. What this does is we had an amendment on second reading that took out private offices. What this bill does is go to private offices with 5 or fewer. The concept here was that I certainly can understand what the majority floor leader was relating last week about wanting to smoke in his own office if he had a small office. However, what we did last week was allow for offices that
could potentially have up to 100 people in there, are exempted out of this bill. Again, the argument there is simply that employees, especially in this hard times, do not have a lot of choice of where they work. And to force an employee to work somewhere where they're taking in secondhand smoke is the problem. I would urge you to vote aye on this amendment.
Anyone else for the first time? Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. You know, this amendment is one that I had drafted as a backup to the second reading amendment that they're trying to delete. I don't know that I'm necessarily for or against this, but I would just say consider whether or not you want to regulate private business in any manner whatsoever when it comes to saying that they cannot smoke in their office.
Anyone else for their first time? Anyone for their second time? We are voting on third reading amendment. Chairman Cohey, did you? We are voting on third reading amendment number 4 to House Bill 31. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no.
No.
Third reading amendment number 4 to House Bill 31 has passed. Division being called. All those in favor, please stand. Okay. Third reading amendment number 4 to House Bill 31 has failed. Chairman Cohey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move third reading amendment number 5 to House Bill 31, and I ask you all to carefully consider your vote. The purpose of the amendment, ladies and gentlemen, is to essentially ban smoking in all automobiles, however owned, in all properties, however owned, including houses, your homes, motels, hotels, bars, restaurants, offices of any kind, frankly, anything that has an access that can be closed. Now, some of you might know that it's far from my political character to promote government influence of this sort. But I suppose the real purpose of the amendment is to kindle your thinking about a few things, the role we play in public health, social structuring, and the promotion of society in of itself, and to be careful with what you do. I don't smoke, never have. I urge my friends and family, people I work with, not to, but to no avail. Most of them come up with some negative answer as to what I can do with my suggestion, but try as I do, none of them quit. My company offered its employees January 1st that if you quit smoking by the end of the year and quit for 1 year, we will pay you a handsome bonus to do that. So far, we've had a few people take up that offer, but then that's a marketplace response, is it not? Similar to, if you'll see the statistics, similar to in my community and in many across Wyoming that have not considered this issue yet, that we see the numbers of bars, restaurants, establishments that have gone smoke-free is somehow equal to the numbers of people that are encouraging this to become law. But yet those establishments have been responsive to the will of the people. But then that's a market response, is it not? Has that not been effective? Has the marketplace and the will of a changing society, has that not been effective to date? What is the real purpose of House Bill 31? Is it really out of concern for exposure to secondhand smoke? I think we're told that. Or is there more? Is it really an attempt to get people who do smoke to quit? Or possibly, hopefully, to prevent people from starting up in the first place? Perhaps a little of all of the above, but the truth of it is, some people are going to smoke, and there's nothing that any of us can do about it, short of just saying you can't do it. I view this discussion, and Mr. Speaker, I'm getting to the point, I view this discussion as a generational issue. 25 or 30 years ago, this issue would not have been brought forth on this floor. What has changed from then to now? Certainly, less people smoke, but what is happening to our government? What will this legislature do 25 or 30 years from now, one generation away? In 25 years, an example, if science suggests that 8 hours of sleep will make one live longer and make you more healthy, will mandates be considered for your bedtime? People have heard the voice and seen the light. Less of us smoke, and less will continue to do so. But then, that's a marketplace response, is it not, and has it not worked? We see and hear influence from our lobby and from those advocates in support of House Bill 31. Some are passionate. Some carry it basically to the point of being emotional. I respect some of them very, very dearly, and I respect their issues, and I've listened to them. They believe what they are doing is right, that it's just, that it's essential for the benefit of their community. Some are being simply paid to make a point. That's how our system works. That's how our process works. That's our education. But from some of them, I hear a my way or highway mentality, that somehow is that highway, my way, or the highway mentality in the best interest of our country. We hear so many opinions now with similar mindsets that unless my values are adopted in total, you have somehow failed me. Forgetting about those voices of the vast silent majority, and I hear them sometimes about what people think about the abdication of their, this is not a right, but the abdication of things that, frankly, people should be responsible for personally. Often, those voices that are the loudest prevail here on this floor. We fail to listen to that very, very silent majority. This amendment is offered to draw your attention and mine to how far representative government can go. If you think it is not possible in these times that representative government could participate in a discussion to prevent people from doing things in their homes and their personal vehicles, it just happened. It's occurring right now. Mr. Speaker, on and in favor of third reading amendment number 5 to House Bill 31.
Anyone else for their first time? Anyone else for their second time? We are voting on third reading amendment number 5 to House Bill 31. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no.
No.
Third reading amendment number 5 to House Bill 31 has failed. Representative Millen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move third reading amendment number 6 to House Bill 31, and I will remove it at the appropriate time. Well, you know, I've had this song going through my head for the last week. You know, that one that they play like right before the fight starts and the announcer gets ready to say, are we ready to rumble? And I'm just, it's been a long week. Well, actually been a long 2 years on this. When I joined the legislature and one of my good friends from Laramie County brought this bill forward back in 07, and he first said, you know, welcome to an old friend. I knew we would be hearing this over and over and over. But, you know, a lot of legislation takes quite a few years, and I imagine if we pass anything, it's going to be many years here again. One of the reasons I was completely in support of this bill is because, you know, I have young children, and I wanted to be able to go to hockey tournaments in Gillette and baseball tournaments in Casper and not have to worry about where I took my kids and that they could be in a smoke-free environment. And I thought, you know, I can work on this. I can compromise. I started bringing a bill that would exempt bars and but then you're right, the lobby groups get involved and sometimes your ideas and compromising doesn't work. And so it's really all or nothing. You know, and my whole adult life I've been working in an operating room where I've been there. I've seen lung cancer, I've seen lots of things that, and I've been the patient's advocate, and what I'm trying to do is save lives. And I thought, you know, this is one step towards saving lives. And I was looking in, if you look in the Constitution of the State of Wyoming that we got from the Secretary of State, and you look under Article 7 in Section 20, duty of the legislature to protect and promote health and morality of people. as the health and morality of the people are essential to their well-being and to the peace and permanence of the state, it shall be the duty of the legislature to protect and promote these vital interests by such measures for the encouragement of temperaments and virtue and such restrictions upon vice and immorality of every sort as are deemed necessary to the public welfare. Well, that's why I was completely in support of this bill. And now I stand before you today and say that this bill that I have brought along the last couple years has morphed into something that I cannot support. So I am asking you to please vote down House Bill 31. Thank you, and I remove my amendment.
Representative Millen, would you wait so further debate can happen before you withdraw the amendment? It's up to you.
I don't think we need any more debate on this, sir.
The third reading amendment number 6 to House Bill 31 is withdrawn. House Bill 31, having been read 3 separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? The chief clerk will call the roll.
Anderson.
No.
Bagby.
Aye.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
No.
Blake.
Aye.
Bonner.
No.
Brechtel.
No.
Brown.
No.
Buchanan.
No.
Byrd.
No.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Carson.
Aye.
Childers.
No.
Cohey.
No.
Connolly.
No.
Kraft. Davison,
aye.
Dirks,
no.
Edmonds,
no.
Esquivel,
aye.
Gilmore,
no.
Gingery,
no.
Goggles,
no.
Hales,
no.
Hallinan,
no.
Hammonds,
aye.
Harshman,
no.
Harvey,
aye.
Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jorgensen,
aye.
Landon,
no.
Lockhart,
aye.
Lubno,
aye.
Madden, McKim.
Aye.
McComey.
No.
Mercer.
No.
Meyer.
Aye.
Miller.
No.
Millen.
No.
Moniz.
No.
Patton.
Aye.
Peasley.
No.
Pedersen.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Philp.
No.
Korberg.
No.
Roscoe.
No.
Simlek.
No.
Shepperson.
No.
Stewart.
Aye.
Stubson. Peters,
no.
Thompson,
aye.
Throne,
no.
Wallace,
no.
Zwanitzer Dan,
no.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
no.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Bonner, no to aye. Are there any other changes? The vote, Hales, I'm sorry. Hales, no to aye. Millen? No to aye. Roscoe, no to aye. Zwanitzer Dan, no to aye. Gilmore, no to aye. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 31 ayes, 29 noes.
House Bill 31, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, House Bill 31 has passed the House. Have your attention, please. I would like to meet with the following representatives on adjournment or on recess at lunch here. It has nothing to do with any votes, but I would like to meet with you, Representative Goggles, Hallinan, Bagby, Thompson, Yagi, McComey, Lockhart, Childers. So upon recess here, or noon recess, I'd like to meet right out here outside my office. Thank you. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that the House resolve itself into committee of the whole. You've heard the motion. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. We are resolved in committee of the whole. Representative Millen.
Committee of the Whole will please come to order. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Ladies and gentlemen, House Bill 127 will be moved below House Bill 42. We're waiting for a handout on that one.
Representative Stewart.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Friends and neighbors, we have more guests here in the upper gallery from Carbon County and also from Encampment. Mr. Teason has brought his government class to visit us today, and I hope we have challenged them with our debate on this issue. And I can't tell you enough how good a job Mr. Teason does with our students in Encampment. And I just want to let you all know how much I enjoy our challenging and compelling discussions we have at the post office on occasion. Please welcome them.
The first bill for our consideration is House Bill 41. Will the reading clerk please read the bill?
House Bill 41, introduced by Representative Dave Zwanitzer, an act relating to public assistance programs regarding cremation expenses. This bill was referred to Committee Number 10, Labor, Health, and Social Services, which recommended it do pass. Ayes, Bonner, Davison, Escobel, Goggles, Hallinan, Harvey, Landon, Millen, Shepperson. Signed, Representative Landon, Chairman.
You have heard the reading of the bill. What is your pleasure, Chairman Landon?
Madam Chairman, I move that when a committee of the whole rise and report, it do so with a recommendation that House Bill 41 do pass. There are no standing committee amendments, and I would pass the explanation of the bill over to the good sponsor from where the wind blows and grass grows.
Representative Zwanitzer.
Thank you, Madam Chairman, and thank you to the fine Chairman of the Labor and Health Committee. Folks, this is House Bill 41, does with cremation. Some funeral homes and some county officials came to me that they had a little bit of a problem in our laws that, as you'll see on page 2, line 4, it states basically that they can provide burial or cremation. But as you go through the rest of the statute, it just mentions the word burial. What we're doing is just a continuation to allow the counties to use their choice. And this is specifically, this bill is in the welfare title, so it specifically deals with indigents. And by being for the counties to be able to go ahead and use the cremation process, it saves them about half of the cost of a regular funeral. So with that, I would stand for questions, and if there's no questions, I would call for the vote.
Question being called. All those in favor of Chairman Landon's motion that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report, it do so with the recommendation that Bill House Number 41 do pass, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Bill number 41 has passed the Committee of the Whole. The next bill for your consideration is House Bill 42. Will the reading clerk please read the bill?
House Bill 42, introduced by Representative Dave Zwanitzer, an act relating to burials and cremations. This bill was referred to Committee Number 10, Labor, Health, and Social Services, which recommended to do pass with amendments. Ayes, Bonner, Davison, Escobel, Goggles, Hallinan, Harvey, Landon, Millen, Shepperson. Signed, Representative Landon, Chairman.
You have heard the reading of the bill. What is your pleasure, Chairman Landon?
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I move that when the Committee of the Whole rise and report it, do so with the recommendation that House Bill 42 do pass. There is a standing committee amendment to House Bill 42, and I move that at this time. And I would ask that the sponsor of the bill explain the bill and show where the standing committee amendment comes into the bill, and at that time we'll have a vote on the standing committee amendment and move forward. So with that, Madam Chairman, I would like to pass the explanation of the bill and the amendment to the good sponsor from Cheyenne.
Representative Dave Zwanitzer.
Thank you again, once again, Madam Chairman, and thank you again, once again, to the Chairman of the Health and Labor Committee. I bring to you House Bill 42. It has to do with burial arrangements. Before I explain the bill, I would explain to you what the situation is. And basically, when someone passes away in the state of Wyoming and they're not an immediate family member, it puts the states into limbo as who has the authority to make the decision of the burial arrangements for the decedent. And with that in mind, I'll quickly go through the bill. On page 2, it basically just says that funeral homes will follow written instructions. It means if there is a will in place, that they have to follow it. As we get down to the bottom of page 2, this is kind of the crux of the whole bill, and this is probably the part that you'll want to pay attention to. It basically lists in order the people that have authority to make a decision on what to do if an immediate family member is not present. I will come back to that order in just a little bit when I talk about the standing room amendment or the standing committee amendment. As you go into page 3, it basically just goes through what the decision-making process is if there's a tie. In other words, the only surviving memberships are part of maybe, say, two brothers and two sisters. And then it also goes through the fact that says basically to break that tie, the first come is the first to serve, and unless there is a contest in that particular area, then it would go to the court system. And then it basically goes on to say that the funeral director will be immune. But basically what happens is if someone passes away and the only person to come is like a first cousin to claim the rights of that estate, the courts are in kind of a predicament because there's no law in statute that gives them any authority. And so then the family, in most cases, comes from very far away. They come to the state of Wyoming. They are hoping to bring some sort of conclusion, and they find out that they are stuck in the court systems for 2 to 3 months. And in a lot of cases, they have to make 2 or 3 trips back. So this bill, hopefully, would remedy to that. I'd like to talk about the Standing Committee amendment. And the Standing Committee, in their wisdom, decided that we should address stepchildren. And they, in the amendment, have put that particular amendment into page 3 as a little VI. So it would go under a grandparent of the decedent, but it would go in front of a guardian. And so that is obviously something that you would make a decision on. And then the other part, which actually I took off, they decided to delete the form that you find on page 5. And the form was one that basically would allow for a person to leave directions on how they wanted their funeral arrangements. But I believe the committee felt that to get through the total legislative process that it would be best to go ahead and get rid of that as it goes into the other body. There's certain members over there that are not much into that. So with that being called, I would ask for a vote on the amendment. And once again, the amendment would put the word stepchild in there, and it also delete that form. And I will leave that to your consideration, Madam Chairman.
Question being called on Standing Committee number 1 to House Bill 42. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those no. The Standing Committee, Amendment Number 1 to House Bill 42 has been adopted. We're back on the bill. Representative Dave Zwanitzer.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I hopefully have explained the bill, and I will stand for any questions that we may have. Thank you.
Question being called. All those in favor of Chairman Landon's motion when the Committee of the Whole rises to report, do so with the recommendation that Bill Number 42 do pass. Please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Bill Number 42 has passed the Committee of the Whole.
Madam Chair.
A majority floor leader.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move that Committee of the Whole beg leave to rise and sit again at 2 p.m.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor, please say aye. I'd like to ask for committee announcements. Representative or Chairman Illoway.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Your committee number 7, Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, will meet upon noon recess, which is now. It'll give us a little time to work bills. In House 18, we'll talk about finish House Bill 279, Statements of Consideration Review, House Bill 142, Insurance Benefits, Usual, Customary, and Reasonable, House Bill 281, Telemedicine State System, House Bill 205, State Employee Work Week, and House Bill 294, Prescription Drug Database.
Chairman Lockhart.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Your committee number 9, Minerals, Business, and Economic Development, will meet tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. in H-18, and we'll consider the following bills. House Bill 262, Continuation of Very Rare and Uncommon Areas. House Bill 301, Wyoming Industrial Partnership Act, -2. House Bill 228, Credit Unions Depository of Public Funds. House Bill 288, Certificate of Authority High Voltage Transmission Lines. House Bill 303, Wyoming's First Children's Finance Authority, -2.
Chairman Berger.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Your Appropriations Committee number 2 will meet upon noon recess to hear House Bill 234, Property Tax Assessed Value. It's a referred bill, and if a time allows, we will also hear House Bill 161, Serve Wyoming, which is a referral, and House Bill 238, Tax Refund to the Elderly and the Disabled. Thank you, Madam Chairman.
Thank you, and we'll rise again. Oh, Chairman Cohey.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Your committee number 8, Transportation, Highways, and Military Affairs, will meet upon adjournment this evening, Tuesday, February 3rd, in room H-17 to discuss House Bill 45, Severance Tax Distribution, House Bill 85, Motor Vehicle Chain Law, House Bill 179, Phase 2 Study, I-80 Tolling, House Bill 191, Motor Carrier Transportation Contracts, and House Joint Resolution 13, Employee Free Choice Act.
Thank you, and the committee of the whole will rise again at 2 p.m.